This is Larry.
Hey, am I speaking with Lawrence?
You are.
Hey, Lawrence. This is Josh Baker speaking from Penguin Book Writers, one of the senior managers. How are you doing today?
Hey, good, Josh. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for calling me.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. Is it a good time to call right now? I hope you're not busy at
all. Yeah, I'm just walking outside so I could kind of hear you.
Okay,
yep,
sure.
I'm good.
Sounds great. So, yep, Steve reached out to me and informed me about having this call made and about your experience. So I would want to hear it from you, and I'm all ears. You can let me know the feedback so that we can move forward.
So Josh, I signed up with you guys, I think it was around September of last year, September, October, I think September. Don Rhodes, I guess, was assigned to my account. During the time, there was like almost no. It was weird. Like I might get a illustration every 2 weeks or so. It was horrible. So you know, I'm pushing Don. Don calls me. He said, "Larry, look, we're short people. I need another whatever you asked me for, $1,000, $2,000. We're going to hire someone extra to work on your account. You know, and like an idiot." I send the money. Okay, Don, if that's going to help, I send the money. So I send the money. Nothing happens. It's still slow. Now the book was never edited until Janice Ford got involved, which was in April.
Mm-hmm.
So all my writing, nothing was edited, which I found shocking that they were doing all the narrative and the pictures without editing the book. I mean, that seemed odd to me. So she got that done. She got the editing done, which is great. She promised the same thing. Oh, we're going to put extra people on to do your project and get it done because, you know, the book itself, I don't know if it's 40 pages, 38 pages, I don't know what it is. We're on page 15 after 8-9 months. I mean, that's crazy. And then Janice also had me send, she said, look, Don Rhodes took out insurance for you, author insurance or writer's insurance to protect you. And she said, I need you to send an additional, whatever it was, $3,000 or something for the insurance policy. Sorry, guys. And again, I'm trying to work with you guys and trying to, you know, play along because I think it's a worthwhile project and I want to get it done. I paid the $3,000 in April. Here we are in June, 2 months later. I still don't have a policy. So I paid this money for a policy that I don't even know if it exists. And I've been asking Janice, you know, since April for a copy of the policy, a certificate of insurance or something, and nothing. And then 2 weeks ago, she went dark on me, which I guess she left the company. I guess that's what happened. So far, I'm into the project for about $7,000, and I've gotten a total of, I believe, 15 pages.
Uh-huh.
Since October, and keep in mind, when I signed up for this in September, October, Don Rhodes told me it's going to take 4 to 6 weeks for the project. So obviously we're well past that. So I don't know what to do at this point. I'm frustrated. I'm discouraged. I just don't know what to do. And, you know, you guys had a good reputation, but now I start seeing bad reviews coming up on you guys. You didn't have that before. So I don't know if you're in trouble. I have no idea.
Okay, absolutely. I get your concern. I heard your point of story as well. And if I have to be very, very honest with you, which I am going to be, your frustration, it's completely justified. I overviewed your project as well, and I did see that there were a few delays from our end as well. That is something that that is evident. That is not something that I can play around or I with lie to you, but that is evident, and I agree with that as well. Let me explain you or give you a brief story about the whole project, how it went. At start, we faced a challenge. Don Rhodes was involved in few malpractices, which is why he got terminated, and the project was later assigned to Steve Wilson. He's one of the most experienced project managers as well, but unfortunately, what happened was that he met an accident. I hope he updated you on that as well. So that's the whole area where these delays started to take place, where Steve wasn't feeling well. So the coordination with the illustration team got a bit messed up in terms of
I'm sorry, Josh, I don't mean to interrupt you. When was this accident? I'm sorry, what was that?
The accident was like a couple of months back. It happened around like 2 months
back.
Oh, it
was a couple of months back.
Yep, two months or so back. So this was one of the issues. But understanding, getting down to the bottom point, I completely understand how frustrating it could be having the whole project signed up and facing delays as well. I agree that Steve is at fault as well. Steve, there were delays from Steve's end as well. I personally, what I'm going to be doing is, I usually don't overlook projects directly since I hold the position of senior manager. I just get the updates directly. But in your case, I am going to be reviewing your project directly on a weekly basis to get updates and reports from Steve directly. So I personally am going to be calling you from my end just to get your feedback, how things are going, and if there's any such thing where you let me know that, hey, I think, Josh, the things are still the same and I am still not satisfied, I will have Steve removed from your project and I'm going to assign someone else right away. And after the call...
Yeah, and Janice told, just so you know, Josh, Janice told me the same thing. She was going to babysit my project and there's going to be much more illustrations coming. And, you know, from when she signed up in April, I don't know if I got two. So... You know what I mean? Like, I'm just looking to be lied to. I work with you guys. I'm not throwing bad reviews up. You know, I'm trying to be as patient as I can and as nice as I can. Because I get it. Listen, I run a company, so.
There's no second thought about that. And I am grateful to you for being patient with us and for bearing with us. But I personally would like to apologize for all the hassle that has been created or all the fiasco that occurred. Obviously, that was from our end. But I personally would want you to allow us one chance. Give me the chance to take and make things right. I personally am going to hold a meeting of Janice, Steve, these people report to me. I personally am going to have a meeting with my illustration team as well to have this expedited ASAP. And I personally am going to give you a call on Tuesday as well and update you on my meeting with the illustration team as well so that you at least have a roadmap how things are going to go forward. And in case you don't face things like that, so obviously I am your go-to person. You can always complain. Let me know the feedback regarding my team and whatever the issue would be, I am going to take strict actions because as I mentioned regarding Dawn Rhodes as well, this is something that we take very, very seriously. If there's something where our clients are not satisfied, this is something that obviously won't leave a good impression about the company itself. So I personally am going to look into these things. I personally am disappointed as well how things are going. I'm short of words by expressing my apologies here. So I personally am going to look into this, and I personally am going to be in touch with you on a weekly basis. I'm going to give you a call and acquire your feedback on this as well.
Okay. And Josh, regarding the insurance policy, is that real?
Yep, that is correct. We do have author's insurances as well. So that is something that I am just going to check with my publication team, since publication team is the one who works on all these author's insurances, ISBNs, and copyrights. So once I get an update from my publishing team, I will let you know and brief you about the author's insurance as well. So what I'm going to do is I currently have the overview of your project of what was going on and why you were not satisfied. So now what I'm going to do is I am going to review your project completely. I'm going to have Steve send me the complete report of your project in terms of what additional services you have purchased, just like you mentioned that you purchased the author's insurance. So I am going to acquire a report on that. And as soon as I go through the whole project, I'm going to give you a complete report on what's going on. I'm going to have Steve send you the complete report as well on what's going on, what the additional services were purchased, and regarding the documentations and all the answers to that.
Okay. Okay. I mean, Josh, I mean, you see all the emails. You'll see all the emails I've sent. I've been more than patient. I ask good questions. I get answers with no...
Lawrence, trust me, I am trying to control my personal anger as well on my team, because obviously, you know that I obviously lead the team. So for me, the achievement itself is when clients come back and they show a positive result. Just a couple of hours back, a client called me for the feedback and she was quite satisfied with the edits. So that these are a few things that obviously motivate the people further. So I am literally short of words how disappointed I am feeling with how things went. But allow me some time. Let me have these corrected for you. And I kid you not, I am going to bring your project back to the track and I'll have this sorted out for you. So I take all these things as a challenge and I try my very best to make sure that these challenges, they deliver results as well.
And Josh, what's a realistic timeline? Like, you know, again, I guess Don told me 4 to 6 weeks, which obviously – you know, that was aggressive, probably not true. What's realistic for a book?
Okay. Being very, very honest, let me give you the clear guideline. So basically it varies from book to book. So for example, if we are working on a book, for example, a novel or a complete biographic or a memoir, that takes around, like, depending on the whole context and what the number of revisions are. So in those cases, it depends from the client's end as well. But 4 to 6 weeks, it's something that would compromise the quality completely. So if we work it this way, we can work on 2 to 3 illustrations in a week as well. So we can deliver 2 illustrations in a week as well. So that is one thing that I don't want to miscommit right now, because I know how messed up things are. So that is one of the reason why I will be having a meeting with my illustration team on Monday. And by Tuesday, I am going to give you a call to update you that, hey, this is my this is the meeting with my illustration team. And even if I have to hire an extra resource to have this taken care of, I will surely do that. And then only I can commit a deadline to you, because I want to be realistic. Considering how things are going, I don't want to lie to you or make the whole project.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I'm looking for is truth. That's all I'm looking for is truth, Josh.
Exactly.
You don't lie to me, you'll have a friend forever. That's the way I am.
Exactly. That's what my concern is. If I had to lie, I wouldn't be saving this project right now. So that's my whole point is I am taking this as a challenge as well, and I surely will make sure that these things get delivered. So by Tuesday, I personally am going to give you a call as well, and I will let you know how things are going and what the update is.
Great. Josh, can you do me one favor? Can you,
Absolutely. You
obviously have my email. Can you just send me an email with your contact information? Because I'm on my cell phone. I can't really type it in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great.
I'm going to be sending you an email. So your email, okay, I have that. The Yahoo mail, I'm going to send you my personal email and my contact details as well.
Great.
At times, I'm occupied with the meetings as well, but nothing to worry about. I will see your message or missed call, and I'll give you a call by myself.
Yep, and Josh, again, I think you'll see. I won't bother you. I'm not an asshole. I'm here to work with you guys. Just don't string me along.
No, Lawrence, you have me here. I personally am going to look into these things. And as I gave you, you know that people, the companies, they're not going to be honest with you telling that they terminated their employee. But I'm being honest, explaining the whole scenario, how things are, because we cannot compromise on the quality. So I am personally on top of it. I just need to have a few things aligned. I'm going to have my team send me the whole report on your project, have a word with the different teams who are going to be aligned with your project, and then I'm going to communicate all the things to you.
Good. All right. Well, just remember, Janice told me the same thing. So you're up next.
Yep. I won't let you down on this.
Okay.
If there's any concern,
Josh,
you can always let me know.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much
for
the call.
So
thanks for stepping in.
Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you
soon. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Bye.
Thanks. You too. Bye.